And this one time at Role Model Camp. Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jiu-jitsu and so much more. I'm international superstar Jen Eads.
Yeah, you are.
A white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jiu-jitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu brown belt, completely obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
Still. After camp?
Even, of course. I think you get more obsessed after camp.
I think you're right.
I mean, you need a couple days to be exhausted. Or at least
yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Still obsessed. I thought it'd be fun because this is the first time that you could really dive into what your experience as a camper was.
I feel like I'm in junior high. I've gone to summer camp.
I had said something to my mom about, how did I say it? We sold Rachel's camp out in 72 hours. And she was like, Rachel's doing a camp out? And I was like, oh, no. Let me rephrase.
But I would like to see that too.
Right? Yeah, no. I don't think she'd be down for that. But yeah, that was amazing. We announced it at our camp and within 72 hours, it was completely sold out and we have a wait list going already.
How about Costa Rica?
Costa Rica, we have sold a couple spots to Costa Rica since camp, but it is not sold out yet. And there's still a couple spots available for that. If the first 20 women that do the full week and pay in full for that get Indy Base Camp 2022 included. So
nice.
Get it for free, basically. So we still have, I think, 3 spots left for that.
Nice. Where do we start with camp?
Well, I don't know. Tell me. Okay. Were you at the workshops on Friday?
I was at Tori and Jess's workshop.
Great. So that was on creating inclusive spaces.
Yes.
What did you think of that?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As someone that benefits from those inclusive spaces, I'm totally down for that.
I actually would prefer that.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel really good about that.
Yeah. I thought they did a great job. And I think that, some of our Bible Belt girls were a little nervous about it, be honest.
Right. Yeah.
And I got so many compliments about it. Everyone was like, that was great. That's exactly, it was helpful. We learned a lot. I had one woman come up to me and say, I learned more in that 1 hour session from those two women than I did in a 4 hour session that we had to do for work.
Really?
Yeah. She was texting her coworkers and we should have these two come do this talk.
That's incredible.
So I thought that was really cool.
It was really good. And what I liked about it is that it wasn't in your face, you got to accept all of this and you're either with us or you're not. It was look, we know people are coming from all different walks of life and baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah. So. And I think it kind of goes to something we talk a lot about is just everyone's going through something, right? Like if we could just be kind, that's a great start. Let's just start there. Just be kind to everyone. That's a great baby step.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I missed, unfortunately, the rest of the sessions on Friday. But
yeah. So Sarah Black, who we've also interviewed recently, did the nutrition one. That was cool. It was funny because she was talking a lot about instead of meal prepping, pre-prep food. Mm-hmm. Basically already get your vegetables cut and stuff like that. And that's something I transitioned to, I don't know, a couple months ago. And that helped me so much because then I could still prepare a meal fresh, but it was fast. It was so quick meal instead of I'd like to make this, but there's so much prep time in it. So I think that's a very helpful tip. Mm-hmm. And then she had some snacks and everything, which everyone really liked.
Snacks are always good. Snacks just take the workshop to the next level.
Right? Yeah. Michelle Siska did the one on pelvic health, and we will be interviewing her coming up.
Okay.
So,
oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Good to know. Great. Because we didn't get to before camp.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, she did great. She had everyone down on the floor doing exercises and stuff. So
nice.
It was really cool. And then Darian Murdoch did hers on BJJ prevention, and she is just delightful.
That's the perfect word for her.
It really is.
Yeah.
She is just a joy.
Yeah.
And I just think she did a great job. And yeah, so it was, I think all the workshops went so well. Were you there for opening ceremonies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I was
so
not going to miss
do,
that.
You can't say too much because, we'll want to surprise people in the future. But, what'd you think?
Loved it. Always love it.
Yeah, I think it went great. I'm so proud of our girls.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of the girls, like big shout out to them.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. They're amazing. And they, you know, like one, they help a ton just throughout camp.
Yeah.
But you don't, like, people don't really think about, like, they've put in hours and hours and hours of work leading up to camp.
Yeah.
So I think we've probably been working on opening and closing ceremonies since maybe February. I mean, it's been several months. So yeah, I'm very proud of them and so thankful for them. And, you know, we did some stuff last year and they did a great job. But this year I feel like, you know, they're just getting better and better.
Yeah.
Yep. We're no joke. We're already planning next year's song.
Not even surprised.
I said too much. No, I'm just kidding. You can keep it. We're already planning next year's opening and closing ceremonies. We're in the group and some of the girls are like, too soon, AJ, too soon. And I'm like, nope, let's do it. So yes, very excited about that. And then Christina Barlon kicked off Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you like that?
I really loved how she kind of had the Lego analogy and we're just going to use these building blocks and build a little bit at a time, which was, for me as a white belt, really nice. And then I also really appreciated the fact that, like, she was so focused on the details. Yeah. Because, man, that made all the difference.
Yeah. Did you make a new friend on Friday?
I did. Okay. I did. I met people every day.
Great. That is
which
great.
Is better than I did at my first camp.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think having the podcast helps.
Yes, because you're international superstar Jen Eads. And every time she walked into a room or, you know, anywhere else, we always announced it just like that.
So, yes, helping the podcast has helped me make friends.
Yes.
Thank you, podcast.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I met so many friends. There was a group of girls at a table at the workshops. And like every break, I'd come up and like, okay, remind me your name. Like just one of them. Like I'd go through all their names. I'd come back like, oh, I have three of you, but not one of you. You know, like, but by the end of the day, I was like, okay, I've got all four of you. I've got it.
Nice.
So, yeah. So made some friends every day, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm already, you know, making progress. I might make a bunch of friends next year. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Look out.
Now, the good part will be like connecting with them throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, just kind of having some interaction. And then when you see them next year being like, ah.
Yeah.
It's fun because a lot of the people I made friends with throughout the weekend are going to Rachel's camp. So
nice
little mini reunion.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a lot to look forward to.
I know. Very excited. Did you make it to either of the breakout sessions Saturday morning? So there was yoga and breath work.
Oh, I went to breath work.
Did you? How was it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah?
Oh, it was so good.
Good.
Yeah. Good. That was, and I wasn't sure how it would be, but I was like, I'll go check this out because, you know, occasionally you have to remind me to remember to breathe when I'm rolling.
That's true.
So I thought this is probably exactly where I need to be.
Yeah.
And it was great. I got some exercise. Like when I did my meditation this morning, I actually did some of the breaths.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so I'm putting it to use and yeah, it was really good.
Good. Very good. So then moving on to Rachel's session.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on. Before we go to Rachel's session.
Saturday morning, I'm just calling it cry and die.
Cry and die?
Yes.
Because we kick it off with Rise Her Role Model. Yeah. There's yeah. Rise for a Role Model kicks that off. So there's potentially some tears in that. I don't want to give too much away of what that is because it's so impactful when you're in the room.
It really was.
Oh, it was hard for me this year.
Yeah. It was heavy.
It was very heavy. I shed a lot of tears.
Yeah.
I will say, like, without trying to give away too much, like last year when we did it, I had kind of just started counseling. I'd only been in counseling for a month or so then. And so, like, the suicide stuff really impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I felt like I was able to be a little stronger through that because I've been doing therapy for almost a year now.
Yeah.
So, I think that was very helpful. Like, that part, I, you know, held it together better for it. I didn't hold it together for all of it, and I sobbed a lot. But I can't recommend therapy enough. Like, it really has helped me through that. So,
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the die portion.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel Casillas.
Right? Only two people threw up that I know of, at least.
Uh-huh. So nobody did actually die. And she told us nobody would.
Yeah, exactly. One girl, I do know your name, but I don't want to call you out. She actually asked Riss her permission if she could go and throw up. Oh! Like toothbrush in hand. Can I go throw up? Riss was like, you don't have to ask permission. Please just go. So, you know, she did. She went through up, brushed her teeth, came back and got back to drilling.
I mean, that's a champ.
So, right? It's amazing. Yeah. And is signed up for Rachel's camp. So she's ready to do it again. I love that. I love that.
That says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I loved what Rachel taught because I'd never seen it before.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, exciting and new.
Yeah. That was specific. Oh, I can't talk. Mm-hmm. That was specifically asked for by me and Risser. Like,
really?
She was like, well, I could do this or I could do this. And we're like, oh, no, no, no. We want the waiter little chair stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So waiter sweep, that's something that we've kind of been working on. Some people call it little chair. And then the Fight Hub just put out an instructional by Chris Noonan on that, and it's called Katarina, which I assume means little chair. I actually don't know. It's not my favorite name because it's hard to spell or remember. But yeah, look for that on the Fight Hub because it's a really great instructional on that little chair waiter suite
in the show notes.
That'll be very helpful.
Yes. Yeah, but I really like that. Yeah. And you know, made it through the warm-ups and just because my shoulder's still not 100%, just modified some things and
just
did it.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like I was telling a lady yesterday that was talking about registering for Rachel's camp and, you know, she's like, I struggle with being someone's partner if I can't do everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, totally. I was the same way.
Yeah.
Going in.
And I'm like, well, here's the thing. One, you could always triple up, right? Mm-hmm. That's always a possibility. Yeah. Two, I was like, think about it. If your partner was like, I'm having a hard time with this, I need to sit out, would you be mad at them? Would you be upset with them? Or would you be like, that's totally cool. I'll triple up with this other group for this part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, I didn't even think of it that way. Like, it's so easy to like get in our head about it and be like, oh, I'm such a burden. You know, like, I don't want to do that. But we all want you on the mat. We want to see you. Like, I mean, think about had you not done camp because your shoulder isn't 100%.
Yeah.
Right? It's good to do it and be there. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's Jenny. It's international superstar. People would rather you be on the mat and just do what you can.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So lunch break. Did you get to rest during lunch?
I think I got a sausage.
Yeah. From the Wiener Dreams?
Yeah, Wiener Dreams.
Wiener Dreams. Yep. I actually did as well. I got one of their vegan dogs. Like, with the vegan chili dogs.
And some Cheetos and a pop. I mean, totally healthy.
You worked your butt off. It's whatever you want.
I did. It was totally guilt-free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just did Rachel's thing.
Right?
I get this Cheeto.
I actually had that vegan hot dog and a burger and fries.
Nice.
Yeah. I went all out.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I went to the Mighty Dames meetup.
Oh, I did that too.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw you there. It was a small table.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was good to kind of meet up with Tori and see what the Mighty Dames have planned.
Yeah.
Including an upcoming camp.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Some more details are coming out on that, but there will be a Mighty Dames camp.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. At first I was like, okay, so like, there's not like a weight thing, right? Like you don't have to step on the scale before you come in. But you know, like it's more meant just to be an inclusive space. Mm-hmm. So if you are comfortable training and rolling with heavier weights, absolutely, you're welcome to come. It's going to be a lot of, you know, like these are good moves for bigger bodies. These are how we can do warm-ups. This is, you know, I want anybody to be able to come. Like I always joke, like Samantha Seff is a Mighty Dame and she's like 115 pounds, but she's in the Mighty Dames, right? Like, so it's not that we're being exclusive. It's that it's all, you know, we're supportive of the heavyweights. So rep heavies.
That's right. I got some new Mighty Dame swag.
Yeah. I love my Mighty Dame swag for sure. For sure. And then my session after that, how'd that go?
It was great.
Okay.
Except at the end, we were doing one of the drills and I was like, just my mind went blank. I'm like, what? Because I was trying to explain it to somebody else. I'm like, you know, you just do. I was like, gone. It just completely left my head. I was like, I don't know.
Don't remember.
Sorry.
That's a lot of information to take in.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad when the stuff that you do fairly regularly is like, that's buried somewhere under all of this other avalanche of information.
Yeah. I really liked, like Ross did a write up on their Facebook and just kind of talked about camp, but they were saying about my session that they were so proud of themselves that for 2 hours they could just do all of these drills and like just work so hard. And it wasn't something that they realized that they could do before that, you know, like, or just didn't really think about it. And we went hard, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody did a great job.
And somebody asked, see, this is what I get from making friends and talking to people. For videos, which of some of the drills, which I think are on YouTube, where can people find those?
Yeah, so we have some of those drills already on the role model page.
Okay.
I need to look and see. This is the problem with having like three YouTubes. I think that most of these videos have been done somewhere on one of my YouTube pages.
Okay.
So maybe we should just link all three of them and everybody should subscribe to all three of them.
Perfect.
And then you can find those videos somewhere.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, during my session, during the 1 minute drills or the 1 minute rolls.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time I got to roll during camp this year.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I know. I did 4 minutes with Risser because that's always a good warm up for me, get my body going.
Yeah.
And then I did 4 minutes with Rachel and 4 minutes with Summer. Mm-hmm. And those were the only ones I got in. So even though I was just gung ho, this year I'm going to get so many more rounds in, I got less than last year.
Well, now you have a new goal for next year.
Yes. I at least this year rolled with more people outside my school, because last year I got in 4 rounds, but 3 of them were with people from my school. So at least I branched out and had 2 roles with other people.
Nice.
So yeah, it was good. It's just, it's a lot to, you know, be organizing and get to train. So yeah.
And then
Saturday night. Oh my God, the 80s party.
That was a lot of fun.
God, everyone's outfits were so cute.
Yeah. I think, though, that Darian's was my favorite.
Yes.
Like, if she put out a workout instructional, I would so get that on VHS.
Right? Absolutely. Of course, it has to be, like, in that outfit and everything. Like, I want the full vibe. I want the whole vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was Anne's birthday, so she had the cutest dress on that was, like, custom made for her.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Like, legit custom made. Her roommate made it. So beautiful. But everybody just looked so amazing.
Yeah. Like, oh, I think, and the moms. The 80s moms.
Oh my God. Man, Dez and Jordan and Ava, God, they were so cute. They did such a cute picture. I think they posted it on Instagram of them like sitting in a chair, like, oh God, it's so cute. We should share that on the podcast Instagram.
Yeah.
So look for that picture. It's really funny. But yeah, there was like a conga line and there was just, oh, it was so much fun. And then, of course, the lip sync battle.
Yes. Yes. That was fun.
I'm so glad we did it. Especially the whole time you were up on stage, I just kept saying, I'm so glad we did this. I'm so glad we did this.
Okay, so tell us about the fundraising piece of it and how much was raised.
Yes, so we raised $250.
Nice.
And we raised it for, $250.69.
Sweet.
I want to get the full change in there.
Right.
We raised it for an Alzheimer's Association. And in Rachel's honor, obviously. But yeah, like, so basically what we did, there were 5 acts. Does that sound right?
I think so.
Yeah. Or 7.
Oh, because we had there some last minute ads.
Some last minute ads. Yeah. So there were 7 all together. And we just put out things for people to put dollar bills in. And that's how we picked the winner. Like, if you raise the most money, then you won.
Yes.
Helena won.
She was on fire.
Oh my God. She did the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Is that what the name of that song is called?
Great. Yeah.
Yep. She told me she'd been practicing every day for 4 months.
Oh my gosh. You could tell.
Oh my God. She did such a good job. She did all her own choreography. Helena, guys, is, let's go with 9 or 10.
Yeah.
She's pretty young.
Yeah.
God, she did such a great job. She was so stinking cute.
I was just like, here, just take all my money in this bucket.
Yep.
For sure.
But in second place was international superstar Jennie's, who did Freddie Mercury, Another One Bites the Dust.
That was really fun.
Freddie Mercury. It was so great. I hope you guys have seen pictures from that. Have we posted any pictures on the podcast page from that?
I don't believe so.
God, we should do that. You looked great. Oh my God. The video is so great. There is video, guys.
I'll put some video up in the stories.
Great. Great. Oh my God. It was so good.
It was really fun. It was a little out of my comfort zone.
Enough that multiple of us thought you had been drinking. Yes.
No, I just only had to do it for like 3 minutes. Just be this giant ball of energy. But then I was exhausted.
Yeah, you had to go home and crash after.
Yeah, I was like, God, that's harder than jujitsu.
It was so amazing, though. God, you did such a great job. It was fantastic.
It was really fun. So, I mean, it was like a weekend of out of my comfort zone in multiple ways.
Yeah. But you're glad you did it?
Very glad I did it.
So did you get some sleep Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. I crashed hard when I got home.
Did you make it to either of the breakout sessions on Sunday?
I did not.
You did not. So that was Sunday was Tai Chi and yoga.
Yeah.
I will say I also did not make it to either. So wiped out that actually I didn't even make it to breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, breakfast.
Oh, can we just talk about those little waffles?
Oh, my God, they're so good.
They were the best. I made it to breakfast on Sunday so that I could have some little waffles.
Nice, nice. So I actually did still have waffles because, you know, I have the most amazing best friend in the world. Mm-hmm. And she brought me breakfast up to the room.
Nice.
Well, I was just like dead in bed, haven't slept in days, you know, like just wiped out. And she was like, I brought you breakfast. You're going to have to start getting up and getting ready. Like, yeah. We just have to, you know, do jujitsu. But yeah, I was so wiped out. So I did still get breakfast.
That's good.
I just didn't have to leave the room to do it.
Yeah.
So thank you. Shout out to Rissa, of course.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Rissa.
Big shout out. God, I could not do all of this without her. Like, she really, God, she does so much. And, you know, I just can't thank her enough. Like, she really does so much. She keeps me together and is constantly like, don't forget this. Don't forget this. You still have to do this. Don't forget this. Like, I'm not sure, like, I would have been in a picture if it weren't for her. You know, like,
yeah.
We've got to get a picture of the black belts. We had 10 black belts, 10 female black belts on the mat.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. So, yeah. So Sunday ends with Elizabeth Clay's session,
which was also awesome.
Yeah, she did a great job.
I loved, and I honestly, like, not super excited about no gi stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, well, maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
So I really, really, like, that was kind of the surprise for me of the weekend was, oh, this is really fun.
Didn't hate it as much
as you thought. Didn't hate it as much as I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. And then closing ceremonies. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a couple rolls after that.
Good.
And
I'm glad you got in a couple rounds.
Yeah. So it was good.
Oh, my God. All the girls that did opening and closing ceremonies had us T-shirts made.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. So for closing ceremonies, we were all supposed to be in our purple role model shirts that we did last year. And at one point while dancing, I noticed someone else was wearing a different shirt, but it's still purple, still mm-hmm. the same shade. And I was like, oh, she must have forgotten her shirt. So she just put on something like it. And then still while dancing, I noticed someone else has a different shirt mm-hmm. on. And I was like, that's weird. You know, like, I just didn't really like put it together. Like, they both forgot their shirts. That's, you know, like, uh-huh. And at the end I realized they're all wearing shirts that say Ray J on them, as in Rissa and AJ. And they are in like the hands put together with hearts. or like, you know, how two hands come together uh-huh. for a heart. And they say Ray J in the middle. So that I just thought that was so cute. They had those made for us. I love our girls so much.
They're the best. One of the other bonuses for me, too, was actually getting to hang out with a lot of the other girls on the team because I haven't been to Greenwood in over a year.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, I get to see all my teammates that I haven't seen.
Yeah. And they're always so excited to see you. Even like when they're coming to Endurance, like because Mariah and Anne have stopped in recently and they're like, oh, my God, Jen's here.
I love them. They're just like little rays of sunshine.
Oh, God. Right. Aren't
around.
They? They definitely are. They definitely are. They're great.
Yeah.
So thankful for everyone in attendance. Everyone was so nice. No one, like, you know, just, I don't know, everyone's so welcoming. I've mm-hmm. gotten so many nice messages about how, you know, it just really is an inclusive space and that you feel like you belong. And, you know, a lot of people say, like, at the beginning, you know, you stand up, because we had them stand up if they were there by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they connected with a lot of other people that were there by themselves and, like, just made good friends. And, God, it just...
Yeah.
I'm so full of gratitude.
So podcast confession.
Ooh, ooh. I feel like there should be a drum roll.
I know. Maybe there will be.
I'm going to belly drum roll it like in Pitch Perfect.
Perfect. I don't have to add sound effects now. Thank you for making my life so much easier. I was really on the fence with jujitsu. Like, I don't know that I loved it as much as I did before.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because of not training as much and like, I'm not as strong as I was and wah, wah, wah. Like all the reasons, right? Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I'll just go to camp and I'll see how it goes. And now I'm like, boom.
You were in class Monday, like Monday at noon, a class that you've never been to. I don't even know who the coach was that day. And full of dudes you don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was the only girl. I was like, it's like the upside down. I'm the only one now. What happens?
But yeah, like I love that. I love that you were so like, okay, I really actually do like jujitsu.
Yeah. But I was really just like, I'll go twice a week because it'll get me out of the house and it'll be the one thing I do. But I was like going, not because I loved it and I was excited to go. Yeah. Today, I was like, oh, I can't wait to go to jujitsu.
Yeah.
So completely shifted where I was with everything.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the next time we do a podcast on like, are you feeling burnt out?
Yeah.
Come to camp is the answer.
Come to camp is the answer. Yeah.
And I kind of had gotten that feeling a little bit from you too, that like what was keeping you in jujitsu was kind of the podcast.
Yeah. You for know, sure. Like, that was a big piece of it.
Camp podcast about jujitsu if you don't do jujitsu.
Right. And then with everybody coming up and saying really nice things about the podcast, I was like, oh, I guess we got to keep doing this podcast.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. It really, I mean, I really think it means a lot to people. Like, I think
I was surprised.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
And I love Mariah was talking about how like she'll listen to episodes over and over again and like all she's doing. And she's just like, here's the thing. You guys are my friends. And it feels like I just have a couple of my friends talking in the background, like while I'm cooking or whatever. I just love that.
Yeah, that makes my little heart super happy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that was really fun is like, you know, as we kind of got back into class and we're doing rounds and stuff and I think I was rolling with Carmen. She's like, one of the black belts taught me this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, and I learned this. And so it was not just the sessions and the workshops, but it was also all the other magic that happened when you're actually out there rolling with people you don't get to roll with. Yeah. And just learning new stuff from them. That was one of my favorite things. Because it's great to like see all the stuff. And then, you know, like I said, my head explodes and I can't remember how to do all the stuff.
Right.
But to have a higher belt be so willing to say, no, like put your hand here and do this. And then you're like, oh, because I already have enough bad habits. I don't need to be drilling new bad habits.
Yeah.
So that was really helpful.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. So do you feel like just your like revived love for jujitsu was your favorite part of camp?
I think so. Yeah. Overall, yeah. Because now I'm like, all in.
I love that. Yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that was my favorite. And you know, making friends.
Making friends. Anything you would add or change about camp?
I don't know. It just because it just seems to be getting better.
Thank you. Thank
every
you.
Every year.
Thank you.
So, I mean, just having that giant space.
It's so great.
Was great.
Yep.
Having breakfast was really good. I mean, you got to keep the waffles now,
right? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Tim Worthland, too, who does the Fuji BJJs, basically like the tournaments from Indiana to the East Coast. He runs all of those tournaments. And we're just very thankful for him. He came and donated all the mats to us.
Nice.
All the blue and mm-hmm. yellow ones. They came and set them up. They came and tore them down. I mean, we wow. had guys that helped us. Huge shout out to those poor dudes that helped us. Oh my gosh. Jonathan, McCarsky, Nathan. Oh gosh, we could not have done it without them. So we're very thankful for them helping. To James, obviously, for helping run the Fight Hub booth, like very yeah. helpful, or the Role Model booth, you know, like super helpful. But Tim actually didn't have enough mats and drove to Houston, Texas last week to pick up more mats for camp.
Oh my gosh.
Or the week before camp. Yeah. Yeah. So that was very nice.
Wow.
And he's buying more so that we'll have even more for camp next year.
Are there going to be more? Are you expecting more for camp next year?
I don't know if we'll open it up to more people or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it feels like a good number.
It did feel really good. Like not overwhelming.
Yeah.
But
Nice. But I would like to expand on the next gen sessions a little bit, but we'll get away or get rid of the rolling mats and we'll do all of the blue and yellow ones. So that's the main reason he's going to buy more, so we can just have them all like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of camp?
Oh, always meeting people. It's, yeah. That's always it. It's meeting people and it's impact.
Right.
You know, like having, like after the Rise and Roll, I had a woman come up to me and say, you know, she tried to kill herself a couple years ago. She had a really bad addiction. She tried to get clean over and over and just couldn't find a way. Like just really thought that her only way out was suicide. And, you know, like just talking to her and talking about like what an impact that Rise and Roll portion has, like that means a lot to me. And just the fact that, you know, like that's a very deep subject, but like even, you know, you saying like it revived my love for jujitsu. Like I was kind of like, you know, but that type of stuff, like that all means the most to me.
Good. I loved camp.
Me too. So very, very soon, like super soon, we'll have the ability to register for 2022. Technically, we already have those like 17 women registered that are going to Costa Rica. If you're interested in Costa Rica, definitely get signed up for that. It's going to be just amazing. But yeah, so look forward to information coming out about 2022. I do believe it will be that same weekend. So that second weekend in June. But we'll know more for sure when we get the contract from the hotel. Do you have an on-the-mat tip?
No.
No. On-the-mat. Try to do something that you learned at camp.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's why you're the coach.
I mean, if you were at camp, I think trying to implement something that you learned at camp into your rolling, I think that's really good.
And I have been.
Good.
Shout out to CJ for that.
Very nice. And if you weren't at camp, you know, like just finding something new that you can implement into your game, obviously.
Yeah.
And then off the mat tip?
I got nothing.
How about off the mat tip? Reach out to somebody that you recently made friends with, like reconnect with them and just tell them how nice it was to meet them at camp.
Perfect. You know all the things. Like your brain still functions and I don't even know how that's possible.
It took me days to get there. I've been in a fog forever, like in post-camp fog, intense, but finally getting there.
Thanks for tuning in and we will see you on the mat.